Whiny millennials who don't like our guns have decided that they're going to throw a temper tantrum, throw themselves on the ground in a grocery store, and scream and hold their breath until things change. You know, it's so funny because they want to, they act like, I believe they do want to be taken seriously, but they act like kids. I mean, any of you with parents, or any of you with parents, any of you who are parents, you probably know this whole deal. You take your 3 or 4 year old into the store and they want candy and you say no, and then they scream and they throw themselves on the ground, and then you leave them and you go home and... No, I'm kidding. You don't leave your kid in the store. But you know, you do what you have to do to get them to stop. You know, when adults, it doesn't matter if they're millennials. I'm a millennial too, and I don't behave like this. But when adults, either millennials or even younger, the generation younger than that, act in this way, it is impossible to take them seriously. It's these Parkland gun control activists. You know the group. They're all over news. You know, and I think what a lot of this is, especially David Hogg, I think that he's realizing his 15 minutes of fame are up, and he hasn't built any kind of foundation to support himself through that. So he's got to do these kind of boycotts and activist stuff, and he's got to throw a temper tantrum, basically. Now, there are others who take a more well-reasoned and balanced approach, like this kid, Kyle Kushev. Now, he's actually building a foundation for himself. You know, he's pro-gun, and he brings up a lot of good reasons. He actually wanted to debate David Hogg, but David Hogg didn't want to or whatever. But anyway, he's handling it the right way, and it's not just because he's got views that happen to agree with mine. You know, maybe a little bit because of that, but he's building a foundation for himself. You know, he'll actually go and do interviews, and he brings up good reasons and why he believes what he believes, and he doesn't buy into this. He doesn't do any of this nonsense. So while his name may not be as well known today as somebody like David Hogg, I think he's gonna, Kyle Kushev is gonna far outlast David Hogg and all these other Parkland gun activists. But so they threw themselves on the floor in a Florida grocery store on last Friday, screaming and yelling for customers to boycott the store because of political donations that it made. So it was called a die-in, and it was organized by the far left activist and provocateur David Hogg, who's launched multiple boycotts aimed at those who support the NRA or who criticize him. Now on Twitter, and keep in mind, this is still a kid, I guess, I don't know if he's 17 or 18, what, but he's definitely acting like a kid, but he's still a kid. So, but at the same time, he's playing an adult's game here by getting involved in this, and it's just atrocious. So on Twitter, Hogg wrote, at Publix is a NRA sellout in Parkland. We will have a die-in the Friday, the 25th, before Memorial Day weekend, starting from 4 p.m. for 12 minutes inside our two Publix stores. Just go and lay down starting at 4. Feel free to die in with us at as many other Publix as possible. So CBS News reported that Publix actually caved to the leftist pressure and intimidation tactics, announcing that they have decided to suspend corporate-funded political contributions as we reevaluate our giving processes. That's a direct quote. Also, quote, "We regret that our contributions have led to a divide in our community," end quote. That's what Publix has said in a statement to CBS News. Quote, also, quote, "We did not intend to put our associates and the customers they serve in the middle of a political debate," end quote. They didn't. Okay, the store didn't put the customers they serve in the middle of a political debate. David Hogg and his cronies did. This, you don't ever apologize for this stuff. You don't ever cave. If anything, they should have gave more money to the NRA. Because this is what's going to make this stuff continue. They see, oh, that we got our way. They're going to keep doing it, and their demands are never going to be met because they're going to keep moving the goalposts. They're going to keep creating new demands and new demands and new demands. And you see this in any of this leftist activism, that they have a list of demands that they say will never go beyond that. And then once they get them, they go beyond that. You know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Just look at everything in identity politics. You know, what they said 10, 20 years ago, oh, we won't go that far. That's crazy. We're now seeing it. Like, oh no, we don't want separate bath, or we don't want to go in any bathroom we want. You're still going to have boys and girls locker rooms and boys and girls bathrooms. And then you look at, 10 or 20 years later and look where we are now. So that's going to keep happening. That's why you don't ever cave. And I'm sad that Publix has caved to this type of pressure, especially because it's children. It's the same as when if your child is screaming because they don't get a candy bar. Publix, these organizations, they're that parent that says, okay, if you're quiet, I'll get you one. Okay. It doesn't solve anything. It's making the people involved just rotten to the core, and it's going to keep getting worse. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.